Hi guys,
and welcome to Sisters in the City with me, Anna Bikili.
And me, Mandy Bikili. We are back, bitches.
We are back. And guess what? We have had our makeup on for nearly 12 hours.
12 hours. It's been a long day.
Yeah. Like, can you believe it? You look flawless. Like, your makeup looks like you've just done it.
I was just on FaceTime to Gingerbeard and he was like, what's wrong with your makeup?
Yeah, but I don't know why he said that.
I feel like he's jealous of me. Like, he wants to look like me. Like, this morning when I got ready with my fresh makeup, he was like, you look so old today.
In a jokey way.
In a jokey way.
Yeah.
But you know them jokes.
I hate, you know, those jokes. I hate those jokes.
They're on smoke, them jokes, yeah? And like, I feel like I'm just jealous of him because I'm just so fabulous compared to him. Like, so I let him have it.
Really? I feel like I must be such a uptight girlfriend. I don't let Kalsdick make jokes like this with me.
Really?
Like, he can never make these jokes with me. I'll kick off. I think he's probably done it once. And I was like, don't you dare make these jokes. Like, I'm a girl.
Yeah, but I'm a girl.
Cool. I'm a girl and I take it to heart.
Yeah.
And ever since then, he doesn't do it.
Do you know what it is, yeah? Like, it doesn't make me feel insecure because, like, at that point when I had my makeup on fresh in the morning, like, I actually was looking so fabulous. So, like, if I go make a big deal out of it, then it's going to make me look like I am insecure when I'm not.
I get that, but I don't feel like I am either insecure, but it's just, like, it's not funny.
Yeah, but you know what I'm really sensitive about, yeah? Like, if he calls me fat as a joke, then I get, like, really upset because I actually believe it right now.
Yeah.
I actually believe my BMI is not where it's supposed to be. Do you know what I mean?
Shut up. You look fucking fabulous.
Anyway, guys, today...
Wait, speaking of makeup, can I just put people on? Because you think you're like the Miss Beauty queen.
Yeah.
You know what to do. You know the procedures. You know the products.
The procedures?
Yeah, procedures. Well, you don't. I do. So
really?
I'm about to put you lot on, yeah? This lip balm that I'm wearing right now... Wait, I love it. Don't roll your eyes. Don't roll your eyes.
That was a spin-off of the lip balm I put you on.
This is so nice, guys.
Should I take the credit for Dior lip balm?
It's black, yeah, and it's called Rouge Dior 337 Rose Satin Balm.
Give it to me right now. Let me put it on.
Guys,
give it
to me right now. So nice. Because if you want something like, basically, I wanted something for during the day, like if I'm at work or if I'm just going like something cash, that will give my lips like a really nice tone, but also make it really moisture.
Yeah. I put you onto
Dior
lip balm.
Look how nice that is.
But I put you onto Dior lip balm.
You put me onto the other one and I didn't like
it. You just changed your shade and you're trying to tell
everyone. You put me on a whole different one.
Really...
You put me on that like see-through pink
001
yeah,
lip balm.
I didn't like it.
It was still a Dior lip balm. And she's like, I'm going to put you on.
Look how nice that is.
That is actually really nice.
It's
Why
banging.
Have you not told me about it?
I know.
Why have you not told me about it? It smells good as well.
I just found it. I discovered it like 2 weeks ago and I'm obsessed.
All right, let me repeat that.
I wear it all day.
Dior Rouge 337.
Yeah, it's really nice, guys. Anyway, as we were saying,
yeah,
we are doing a catch up. We had a very long day. We did a day of like shooting content in a studio and we basically...
It's been a fucking long day.
You know what it is? If only we actually did take photos when we go out.
Yeah.
It'd make our life so much easier. But when we're out, we're too busy having such a great time.
No, that's not even the problem, Anna.
It is. That's my main problem. I don't take photos when I'm out. Like, I literally don't. And then, because basically, we work with Fashion Nova, which is our favourite brand.
Yeah.
And
we don't want to lose them. We love them.
We love them. And so we order all the clothes that we like. And then when we wear them on a night out, we don't take our picture.
We're too busy getting lit.
We're too busy getting lit. This is the famous line.
What?
Let's have a drink first, then we'll take the photo.
That is famous.
Let's have a drink first.
Sometimes you pose better when you just had a drink.
Yeah. But so then, that's why I always say to you, Mandy, let's have a drink and then we'll get the picture.
But then one drink leads to two to three. After three, you forgot about it.
And you look like a different person.
And you don't even remember the university picture anymore.
So we decide to do like our photos separate from
going out. Not only that, Anna, when I'm out with Gingerbeard, and sometimes you're not there.
He can't take
a photo of me, like, at all. He's the shittiest photographer. He's taking a picture of the sky, my feet, everywhere, bad angles, look like I got a giant head, tiny body. His angles are off, so I just give up.
Yeah, so we booked a studio, but when we went today, literally, we froze our asses off, guys.
Like,
you know when you're so cold that your bones hurt?
I literally got sick.
And... so that was our day, basically taking photos, changing. Imagine it's like you're changing in the freezing
outside,
cold.
Outside, in the freezing cold. But we made it through, and we're here.
And
that's
here.
Why bitch need a drink today.
Guys, get ready because we're doing a catch up today.
Yeah.
So Mandy's going to have verbal diarrhea during the catch.
No, I hope not. I need to stop at this drink because otherwise I'm going to be like, delete the whole episode.
Yeah.
All right, so you always complain about us not doing catch-up. So here we are, you complaining ass people.
Yeah, so you can have a catch-up on our boring-ass lives.
Boring. It's so boring, we have nothing to catch up on.
Yeah. Except for the weather being so cold.
Yeah,
you know when it's, you know when life's dry when you talk about the weather, but honestly, when we talk about the weather,
yeah,
guys, I was the most spoiled brat yesterday. I actually cried. Tears pouring down my face like the rain.
Like the rain.
Because of the rain and the weather.
Wow.
Like I literally had such a horrible... But I woke up in a really positive mood, yeah? Because the night before I was on TikTok and I was watching these like motivational videos and I was really feeling it. It was, you know, it was really getting in my head. It was like, stop being a victim and laying, like being sad.
That
laying...
bars last like 20 minutes.
No, I really felt like she was talking to me, the girl. She was like, stop laying around and like, if you want something, go get it. Stop moaning. And I was like, wow, yes, true. Also, I've started with a personal trainer. I just started like last week and it's a woman personal trainer because I can't train with a man.
Oh yeah, Cowslick. Very possessive.
He doesn't let me.
So possessive.
So I was feeling positive. I woke up early in the morning, went to my training session, and it's pouring rain.
Yes, vibe kill.
Kills my vibe. Like, I'm soaking wet. I walk into my training session, try to stay positive, come out of my training session, again, pouring wet. I'm starving. And I had a breakdown in the car with my mom on the way back from a viewing. And she was like, why are you crying? I was like, I can't do this anymore. I'm so tired of being cold. She was like, what? I was like, I'm tired of being cold and wet.
It's her genetics.
And she was like, looking at me, she was like, Anna, there's people living in some serious like conditions and, you know, having real struggles.
You're
and
like Kim Kardashian when she lost her diamond ring. And yeah, it's worse than when Kim Kardashian lost her diamond ring in the pool.
It's worse. I had a moment and I was embarrassed of myself in that moment. I was embarrassed of myself. I was like, wow, is this the person I am? Am I this person?
This spoiled, superficial person.
Yeah. And she looked at me like that. And I was like, I can't do it. I just feel cold all the time. I'm sick of the feeling of being cold. Mm. Anyway, I go home and then my mum, she lost her 60 plus Oyster card. Aww. She's so cute. She loves a little 60 plus Oyster card. Everything's free. And she lost it. She was like, it was in my pocket, Mandy. She went through the bin.
I know. I even called Sainsbury's, like, because she went Sainsbury's with me. I called Sainsbury's.
Yeah, I started calling around all the places she went to. We couldn't find it. She literally went through the bin. We put a glove on and went through the bin. Aww. She went and looked everywhere and she couldn't find it. And she started crying.
And that's her genetics.
And I looked at her like, why are you crying? And then that moment I realized it's the, like, we obviously have over like drama queen genes. Like, what the hell?
Why? Gingerbread always calls me the biggest drama queen ever.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was that. It was,
my mom cries all the time, like literally all the time. But you know what, Anna, you crying about the weather, I don't blame you because honestly, how can you be positive? Like, when you wake up in the morning in a positive mood and you look outside, it's just horrible, grey and dark and rainy. I don't know. Some people like it, but it ain't for us.
It ain't.
I've got 1 foot in Dubai right now. I just want
to
go.
Yeah, literally, I have 1 foot in Dubai. I even said to my mom, this is so, while I was breaking down, it's causing me so much upset that I might even leave my relationship over it. And she was like, I'm moving to North London because of you.
She's moving to North London. Me and you are going to move to Dubai.
She's like, I'm moving to North London because of you and you're going to leave.
She's going to be neighbours with Gingerbread and Cowslick and me and you are going to be in Dubai.
I was like, even if I did Dubai, I'd probably do part-time there, part-time here. But anyway, I'm not going there because I'm in a relationship.
Unfortunately, we're both in a relationship.
Yeah, so that's that. But anyway, other than that, I wanted to speak about the fact that we, me and you, started the whole Love Island, Love Island All-Stars reviews, week one, week two, week three, week four, and then the last week, the final week, we didn't do a review. And we have some explaining to do. We owe them an explanation.
I'm not even going to lie, I didn't even watch the last week. I did not watch the last 7 episodes of Love Island.
You know, I blame you.
Why?
We didn't do it because I was up to date.
Mm-hmm. I would have caught up, but
But I know you're always so busy.
With what?
You're always so busy.
It was
busy.
My birthday week.
Yeah.
Anyway. I don't know what it was. I don't give a fuck, man. After it's done, it's finished. I mean, whoever wins or doesn't win, it makes no difference to me.
Yeah, do you know what it is? The last week's always really boring. You know why? Because everyone knows they can't even, their head won't turn because it's so close to the final. Other than the guy I was coupled up with, his head turned three days before the final and I was his girlfriend.
That's why it was the best season.
Yeah, it was mad. It's so weird when you look back at that. I don't even count that as an ex-boyfriend.
I just can't believe you were actually on Love Island. It freaks me out.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird. You were there.
I know, it freaks me out.
You could have been there this time.
I know, it freaks me out when I watch it sometimes. I'm just like, I can't believe that.
They really wanted you there because they know that you would bring drama. Because you're like, when everyone's not saying anything and not speaking their mind as an elephant in the room, you would have been like saying it how it is.
I'd be like Josh on steroids.
Yeah, on steroids. Josh on steroids. Literally, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, next time maybe yeah, because they're going to do another one.
I think they're going to do another one because their ratings were so good.
Yeah.
But by the time they do another one, I'm going to be like, what?
Married with like five kids.
I'll be 50 years old.
No,
so? The way I'm... Yeah, even if they did another one, like let's say next year, and let's say I was single, but I really hope I'm not single because...
That would be sad. And you're not going to find love on Love Island, are you, Anna?
It's really like, sad.
The people that find love on Love Island, I'm really shocked.
You know why?
Do they even find love on Love Island? They're just lying.
Well, they do.
Faking it for years.
No, they do. Because obviously, if you put a bunch of people that are very similar in a sense of like, they're kind of the same kind of people in a villa. For example, Mandy, if they put us, me and you, in a villa...
Loads
of like really like let's say rich Middle Eastern men or Greek guys or whatever.
Yeah.
And we were single.
Greek.
Yeah, our kind of guys.
Yeah.
The guys that probably wouldn't even go on reality TV.
Yeah.
But they're on it in this imaginary
world. They just create something.
I'd probably fall in love with everyone on the in the villa.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I get you.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
It's just because they're just not.
RP kind of people.
Most of them have very much like that Essexy reality TV kind of like personality.
It's very hard for me to find someone who's like my type physically, you know, got money, is masculine, has a big penis, comes from a good family.
Well, you got ginger beard.
Exactly, which is why I'm dealing with all the bullshit. That's why I'm dealing with all the other bullshit. You know what I mean? Like ginger beard's obsession with men. Like, you know, I'm dealing with all this stuff.
Obsession with his friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what? I laid up because I was so scared of getting cold and now
you're boiling.
I'm sweating now.
It's the vodka. Vodka heats you up.
Is that?
You know
that
when you're young, yeah, and you're out, yeah, and you're in the queue.
And you're in a little skirt.
And you're in a little mini skirt and, you know, skimpy little top and it's freezing. It's February, but you're drunk. Yeah. You're boiling. What is that?
I think it's just being young.
But now it's like, I just want to go straight from the cab inside, straight from inside into the cab. Like, it's like proper bougie life.
Like. Anyway, we were talking about Love Island.
Yeah, Love Island. Talked about Love Island.
Tom and Molly won.
Yeah, they deserve to win. Or Josh and Sophie.
So I was really rooting for Sophie and Josh, but I'm glad that Tommy and Molly won.
I love Molly. So for me, Molly won. Yeah. I don't really know Tom.
We're both fangirling Molly. Like, we both followed her on Instagram.
I felt really cringe. I'm icking at myself. Yeah. Like, when she was on TV, it felt normal. Now she's out and I'm liking her pictures. I'm feeling really loserish. But if I go up to her, I'm like, hey, me biggest fan.
Yeah, but she's such a nice person.
She is.
I mean, she seems like a really nice person.
I never know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's some people that we thought were great people and then they came out.
You know what it is? So many people that I used to watch on Love Island on previous seasons and I used to love them. And then when I came out of Love Island and I met them, I was like,
they were so not nice.
Yeah, so not nice. And then some of the ones that I didn't like.
Yeah.
From watching Love Island and I met them, they were so nice.
You can't ever trust TV shows. Oh my God, you know what's mad? I'll never forget a fangirl moment I had though, yeah? When I worked in Harvey Nichols, yeah?
Yeah.
And Ellie Brown came into Harvey Nichols and I worked on the NARS counter.
Yeah.
And she came in with her guy at the time. Who was that baller she was seeing? Remember she was seeing some baller she met on Love Island?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I went up to her.
I don't remember his name, but yeah.
I was like, oh my God, I loved you and I voted for you, blah, blah. And she was like, oh, and I was just a fan.
You know? I did that with Kem. I remember.
Did you?
I met Kem. I was in Dubai at a pool club. And I was like, oh my gosh, I loved you on Love Island. And I literally...
I saw you fell.
I slipped in the pool club and fell straight down.
On your face?
Yep, on my face.
Wow.
So embarrassing. I have a picture as well from that day.
Yeah. I know, I remember you told me. He did really well, innit, from Love Island.
He's done really well.
Well, I just don't see him anymore.
I don't think he really likes me, though.
Really? Yeah. Because I heard we were invited to a party once and then he said something like, I don't want them two to come.
He's been like, I've heard a few things from a few different people.
How could you not like us? How could you not like us? Okay? I completely get why some people wouldn't like me.
Yeah, I get why people wouldn't like us.
You know, I always knew that me and you were going to be something, though, Anna. I just never knew it was going to be podcasts. When I worked on Harvey Nichols' counter, I felt like the celebrity.
Yeah, no, I always knew as well. Mm. I always knew that we were, like, destined
For
greatness.
I lived a greatness kind of life. I lived a more great life back then.
What do you mean?
When I was single, working in Harvey Nichols in my early 20s. I lived a more lavish lifestyle then. Anyway, oh let's carry on with Love Islanders.
Yeah, so basically, it was so funny in the last...
Can you stop clapping?
I don't know. I'm feeling really... Maybe
you're fucking training a dog.
It must be the vodka. I don't know why.
The fuck is giving you the claps?
It must be the vodka. The last interview in the Love Island when basically Jess, Callum, Molly and Tom were sitting on the sofa.
Fucking weird.
Yeah. Anyway, it was really awkward interview because Maya Jamal was mostly kind of talking about Callum and Molly's relationship and getting back together.
Strategic.
And I feel like Jess and Tom in that moment...
felt like little sidekicks. Little coleslaw on the side. Not the main Nando's meal.
Yeah, not even a coleslaw.
The grain of spicy rice. Just a grain. Just a grain of it. Like, literally.
Yeah.
They knew at that moment. Yeah. It was basically Molly and Callum won Love Island.
Yeah.
And they're plus ones. You know when you're invited as a VIP? Like, imagine like Beyonce got invited with plus one.
Yeah.
Like, they were the plus ones. Nobody cares about the plus one.
Yeah.
I love Jess though.
I love Jess
She's
so
just
much.
Too fit for that TV show anyway.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? She's so hot.
She's so hot.
But she was in there a week. Do you know what I mean? If she was in there from the beginning, she probably could have become as loved famous and from the TV show All-Stars.
She's so smart. I remember seeing her before she went on and we were talking about All-Stars and we were like... I was like, are you going to go on? She was like, I'm not sure. She was like, are you? I was like,
I'm in a relationship.
And then she went on and she's so smart. She was in there for hardly any time and she won 25K.
Bad fuck. For what?
Yeah, because it was a 50K prize split in half.
That's for the winner.
Oh, yeah, shit. No, she didn't.
Sorry, you got me fucking... I was about to say, bitch, why did you not go on?
Sorry. She'll probably get more than that.
No, but I'm trying to say is like, if she was in from the beginning of the series... of All Stars, she probably would have become the star of that season, like Molly is, but she didn't have the chance.
No, she didn't.
She literally came in a week before. But anyway, yeah, so Molly and Callum, they didn't get back together. If they get back together, this whole thing was a fraud. This whole thing was a scam. This whole thing was a setup, but I'm still going to be happy for them. And I'm still going to like it and back it and support it all the way, but it was a fraud.
I want them to get back together
Me too. What do you think we can do to make that happen?
Should we do something? Yeah. Should we do a madness?
Maybe we should make Tom disappear. Not that anyone will notice.
Don't say that. He's so sweet.
He's so sweet.
He's mum's favourite. She loves him. Every time she sees him, she's like, he's a nice boy.
He's exactly the kind of guy that your mum would want you to be with.
Yeah, exactly.
Just a good boy.
So what we'll do is we'll message Molly and be like, come on our podcast.
Yeah.
And then we'll message Callum like, come on our podcast.
Same time.
But really, they'll be meeting... at summer location.
They'll come in the studio, we'll lock the door, throw away the key, go out for the whole night, they'll be stuck in here. You can't be here all night and not bang.
But then we'll probably get done for kidnapping and shit.
Do you think?
Yeah.
We don't want to risk that. We've got too much to lose now.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, what else has been going on our boring ass lives?
Nothing, man. It's so boring. You know, I want to catch up. Catch up with me.
We went on Saving Grace's tour.
That was amazing.
We went to Birmingham, the place of the Peaky Blinders.
Someone came up to us and when we were walking, and they were like, didn't know you were from Brom.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what Brom was. And I was like, Brom? I was like, Brom. What?
Huh? Brom?
And then realizing in that moment, my initiative, it was Birmingham. We were like, no, we're not from him.
So you know what? This is the thing. Yeah, we got on the train to Birmingham, obviously. And I had took a laxative the night before. Because, you know, I was a little bit, you know, not going to the toilet.
She took her bomb to Brom. Literally took her bomb to Brom.
Yeah. And then when we got off at the station, I was like, Mandy, I'm gonna go to the toilet right here. And I always
feel
like
every second, Mandy, I don't feel I need to go to the toilet. I was like, bitch, you better step away from me.
She was getting annoyed. She was like, just go. I was like, I don't want to use the public toilets at the train station. Like, it must be butters. But I was like, literally gonna die.
Mm.
It got to a point where I always thought people chat shit when they say, you know.
No shit.
Yeah, no shitting. I don't shit.
Roses.
Yeah. I always thought people were chatting shit. And then I was like, oh my God, it's a thing. It's an actual thing. Yeah. Your stomach's like.
It's a thing when you take a laxative on the day you're doing a massive journey from London to Birmingham and you're going on a TV fucking, not a fucking.
A tour. So we didn't really go on a tour. We just went on
one show.
We went on one show.
We're really reaching right now. Let's live it.
Anyway, so then at this point, I can't hold it anymore. I'm like, Mandy, I'm like, hold on to my luggage. And I start running towards the toilet.
Yeah.
And as I'm running towards the toilet, some girl taps my shoulder and she's like, oh my God, can I please get a photo?
Oh no.
That must be the worst photo. I was literally like,
in
the picture. And then I ran to the toilet and that was that.
That was that, so, yeah. That you was don't want to know what happened there. Yeah, that was I don't want to talk about private shit.
Yeah.
And then anyway. She came back like, oh my God. You know what happened? And I was like, listen, like, you're really putting me off you as a sister. Like, you're giving me the sister.
Guys, so, you know, we were gonna vlog, yeah? But you know our camera screws onto our tripod. So,
imagine a screw and a camera with a hole, like a penis and a vagina.
Yeah, and it screws, yeah?
Yeah.
They screw,
it's
literally.
It's really hot in here.
So me and Mandy were like, we're gonna vlog this tour.
Well, we have to be good
not,
at this. Yeah.
Not tour, guests.
Guests, we guests on someone's tour.
So we're gonna vlog it, yeah? Then we take the camera. And then we realise we don't have that little stick that screws onto the camera. So we're like, fuck. Right. We need to go.
Google Maps. Argos.
Yeah. Then we go to Argos to get the little camera, to get the fucking thing.
Tripod.
Yeah.
The tripod that screws into the hole of our camera.
Yeah. So we go to Argos. We order it. Yeah. Then after we order it, we realise that the camera's already got the screw from when we do the podcast stuck inside.
Yeah.
So then we order... What do you call it?
Spanner.
Not a spanner. No. It's called...
Clamp spanner.
No, what is it called? What's the word?
Fuck, what's it called?
Because we literally had to think... So we were in Argos thinking, what's it called?
And then what's it called?
And then you figured it out and then we
searched
it.
What is it called?
What's the thing, that thing where you go boom and then you twist with it?
Pliers. That's what
pliers.
It's called.
Pliers. So then we go and you know when you go on Argos and it's a screen, so we search pliers.
In stock. Great. Order it
as well.
We
order
just bought
it.
The fucking tripod. Now we're buying the pliers.
So yeah, this is all for you guys, you know. So we just thought, we're spending that mullah.
All
yeah?
that money, man.
Yeah.
Just a straight whole 50 quid.
We couldn't get one plier. We had to get a set of three pliers.
They only sold a set of three.
Yeah, so we ordered the pliers. And these people at Argos definitely thought we were weird. Yeah,
they thought we were about to, like, I don't know what they thought we were going to do. Break some bones. I don't know. Why? What were these girls doing?
Yeah, Argos in Birmingham. Anyway, so we get the pliers. And then me and Manny are sitting on them chairs in Argos, yeah, with the pliers, trying to twist
it.
This screw that's stuck in the camera.
Guess what happens? It snaps.
And now there's a screw that's not got anything poking out, stuck in our camera.
It's inside the hole, flat inside the hole, a whole screw inside our camera. Do you know what that means? Nothing else can screw the camera.
Yeah, so...
The camera's screwed.
And we were screwed. We couldn't vlog for you guys.
So you know what? We tried. God didn't want us to, so fuck off.
Yeah, we tried. And Mandy, I remember when we were walking back from Argos, you were like...
Mandy said a great line.
She was like, you know what? It doesn't feel as bad because we tried.
We tried.
She said, the fact that we tried and it didn't work out...
God does not want us to produce content.
Yeah. And I was like, you know what, man? You're right, you know, because if we didn't try, I would have felt really guilty. But the fact that we tried...
I said that to make you feel better. Really,
and
it feels worse.
Why?
Now we have a camera that's damaged.
Yeah, we're going to get it fixed.
We have to take it to a camera shop, see if they can fucking fix it. If they can't, that's like a grand down the drain.
No, we're going to fix it.
Yeah, hopefully they'll fix it.
So we go to the hotel room. We didn't have much time. Get ready in a dark hotel room. Like,
dark. What is it? Is that hotel rooms are created for men?
Yeah, like how
the patriarchy is so real.
I know, right?
Like, there's no light.
Or maybe people just don't really care about putting makeup on. Like,
okay, but it wasn't even like minimal light. It was dark.
Yeah.
It was like that whole, you know, the lighting you put on for sex.
Yeah. So God knows how we turned out.
We turned out good though. I don't even know how. We're just professionals.
It's true. So we get to the tour and I like, we just see a queue of people and it starts hitting home,
like, oh my God.
Oh my God. No one's here for us,
No one's here for us, but still.
So,
you know what? It made me excited though. Like, seeing that queue for Grace made me feel like this could one day be for me if you guys actually gave a fuck and had bought tickets and came. Do you know what I mean? Because that would mean you're actually loyal.
Yeah.
Because I swear down, if we do a tour and every single one of you don't turn up, I'm never doing another podcast.
Yeah, but
again.
Not everyone's loyal to come to our tour.
Yeah.
Because, like, to be fair, the amount of views we get, we don't have as many Patreon subscribers. So
I'm relying on my besties on Patreon then.
Yeah.
They better all roll up.
All our besties on Patreon.
So many of them are like abroad. Yeah, they better buy tickets.
That's the thing, you know, with our listeners, that's one thing I realized. We're international, but it's true. You know what? A lot of podcasters from the UK, their listeners are from the UK.
Yeah,
they are. Whereas we've got listeners everywhere. Like, because you know what?
How do they find us?
You know why? Because other podcasters they do a lot of like guests from the UK.
Yeah,
and they talk about like UK reality shows, UK this, like. So it's very UK related, whereas we talk about our bullshit.
Our BS.
Which is anyone can relate to. If you're in America, if you're in Poland, if you're in Africa, anyone can relate to this shit.
No more of our bullshit. We're bringing on United Kingdom guests. We need to be able to roll up to a tour, okay?
Well, hopefully, because... Well, anyway, we go in and it was pouring rain as we walked in. We were like drenched. Luckily, they had a hair stylist there. That
of course they did. They had everything. They had snacks.
They had everything. Yeah, we were munching away, weren't
we? Eating so much.
We were literally had a... I had salt and vinegar crisps.
I felt like Beyonce at Beyonce's gig. Grace, you're amazing.
Yeah, so anyway, as we were so nervous at first, because like we've never done anything like that. Like we do our podcast here...
No one else is in the room.
No one's here. It's cozy.
Just me, Anna, and bacteria. There's nobody here.
Yeah, and then suddenly she's got like thousands of people sitting there waiting for us.
Yeah, we're behind the curtains.
Yeah, and so like we're behind the curtains and she's about to announce us and she's got these like, you know, them naked butlers, like them stripper kind of guys. Are they called naked butlers?
I don't know what they're called. They're just half naked men.
They're just half naked men and usually like they carry their guests in or they do the hand thing.
Yeah, but
and
they were not prepared. Well,
he goes to me so casual, like so calmly, would you like me to carry you on or would you like to go hand in hand? I was like, you're not going to be able to carry me on.
Yeah.
And he was like, yes, I am. Yeah, I was no, you're not.
I was looking at him like, are you sure? Because he seemed really confident. And what did he do? Confident.
He was like, I was like, okay, let's test it out. Like, because I'm not going to go out there and you can't carry me on. He picked me up like I was a feather.
Yeah. He picked her up like a baby. You know how the body's there, the legs are here and it threw up in the air and caught her. Okay, listen.
I couldn't believe it. And I was like, and he was like, there you go. I told you I can. He was like, so do you want me to carry you on? I was like, no.
Yeah.
Because I got so scared. Because like still, what if it is like an accident?
Yeah, that would be hella embarrassing. I would have styled it out though. If I fell on stage, I'm styling it out.
How?
Well, Anna had this guy who was like, you know, big build, whatever. I'm sorry, but the guy sat next to me was the size of my leg. Like the size of my leg. Like my whole ass thigh. And his whole waist was one.
He could probably carry you.
Shut the fuck up. He was, look, maybe if he was Superman, he was literally half my size. Half my size. He was not
going to... You never know. Don't underestimate the short
guys.
And
I could see the fear in his eyes. He was trembling.
Really?
Yeah, when he was like, I'll give you a choice. Do you want me to carry or link arms? When I said link arms, he went for that. Link arms, that's right.
Did he?
Yeah, he did not even try to persuade me. I don't blame him. Look, I don't want to put the NHS in more misery and send a man with a broken back. Do you know what I mean? Like, but to be honest, when that guy picked you up, I was shocked. Like,
yeah, because even the guy that picked me up, he was shorter than me. That's why I said don't underestimate.
No, but mine was skinny as well, quite slim.
Anyway, we managed to get on stage.
We walked on
hand in hand, arm in arm. I was so scared as well about going arm in arm even because I was like, do you think Cowslick's going to have a problem with that?
First, she was like, oh my God, Mandy, usually the guests get carried on. Do you think Cowslick's going to say something? I was like, he's not going to find out. And like, it's a show, we're guests. We don't really have a choice. What Grace wants, Grace gets happen. And then she went from that to literally wanting to be carried on.
No, I didn't want to get carried on.
And then, like...
No, because I just thought, like, you know what? If he was walking on stage with, like, a half-naked girl, arm in arm...
I literally would not care. If it's his show and he calls the shots...
Yeah, I know.
It's different.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know what I mean? It's, like, our show. And if we had, like, dildos and stuff everywhere, my boyfriend would be like, what are you doing?
No, because you know what? It's so funny. Because he was like, let me see a clip of you on stage. So I showed him the clip of us on stage. He was like, what's that in the background? He's like,
what is that?
It's
an inflated, gigantic penis.
I was like, it's a penis cloud. It's a penis cloud. He's like, what?
Sorry?
He said, what? I was like, it's a penis cloud. And he was like, okay. Well.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't.
Well, that must have been an awkward conversation.
Yeah, he wasn't impressed. He was
should just milked it as something else. You just like, it's a nipple. It's Grace's nipple, inflated.
You know, as nervous as we were, as soon as we got on stage, it just felt so natural, which was so scary.
Yes,
because obviously we never experienced anything like that before.
It's like born to be stopped.
But it just felt so real, like so normal. It felt so comfortable.
Yeah.
How weird.
The microphone in my hand. It just felt like I was born to be there.
Well, Mandy's microphone didn't work.
Yeah.
So we started battling for the night.
But it made the show. Just the whole battle between me and Anna and the mic made the show. It was so funny. People were laughing
their heads off. It was such a great time.
Yeah.
Like, and I just love Grace so much. Like, the thing is with Grace,
we
get on with
her.
Get on with her.
So well.
Like, it's such a like organic, natural, like,
dynamic.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
We're so similar. And I just love her. I love her energy.
Yeah, she's amazing.
So it worked well. It was just such a good show.
And her team actually said it was one of the best responses that they had from an audience.
Yeah.
So guys, motivate us.
Motivate us. Hopefully this time next year, you never know.
Yeah. You never know.
Or sooner if you guys fucking fix up.
Fix up. Subscribe to Patreon so we know you're real. Anyway, that was really fun. And the way back from Birmingham wasn't as fun.
Well, that night, anyway, we ended up going getting smashed.
Yeah.
Drunk, as usual. What's wrong with us?
I don't know. We went to tonight's Josephine. It was really fun, but it was literally like a lesbian bar. Everyone was a woman. But maybe because the whole interior is pink. But you know what? I'm in a relationship, so I love the whole female vibe.
Do you know what? I really enjoyed just going out, just all us girls, and like had a girly night.
Yeah, me too.
Like no men...
Yeah, me too. I loved it. I actually loved that it was all girls.
And you know what?
And Gingerbread was like, is there any guys there? And I literally filmed the place. I was like, babe,
it's
no.
It's all women. But also, another thing is, yeah, like, it's. I just realised you could be in a top place for me personally in Mayfair. Like, let's say, you know, one of the bars that we went to recently. Top, bougie, like, they've got downstairs bit, which is like hardcore house.
Yeah, but music and all.
And I don't have a good time. And I was in this place in Birmingham, which is not bougie at all. But like, I danced for like hours.
Me too.
Non-stop. And it just shows you.
Yeah,
it's
actually like music. Music makes the biggest difference.
It makes such a big difference.
Because if you were in one of those bars in Mayfair and the music was your music that you loved and you vibed to and you grew up to, like,
well, that's why I said, because most bougie places, it's like house.
Yeah.
And like...
like, what is this new like house obsession? It's like fucking crackheads everywhere.
I hate it
house.
So much.
We love house. Yeah, because you're off, you're not. Anyway,
so then it got started getting late in the night. I'm like, Mandy, let's go. And she's like, no, I'm having a great time. I don't want to go. I was like, Mandy, let's go now. I'm getting tired.
This always happens to me. Yeah?
And she's like, no, I don't want to go. And then I don't know what was going on at this point, because I feel like the people that were with us probably wanted to go, but they're probably staying because of us.
Because they were like, kind of did it for my birthday in a way, because I was meant to celebrate my birthday on that day. So it was kind of a night out, but it was also like, oh, Mandy, because it's your birthday. It was like,
we're going to do something.
Yeah, it was like 24 hours before my birthday. But listen, first of all, when I'm drunk, something's wrong with me. Like, I don't want to go home. Like, Gingerbread every single time in a club. Can we go home? No.
Really?
Can we go home? He asked me about 10 times. I'm like, no. I didn't want to go in the first place. But once I'm there and I'm drunk, I don't want to fucking go home.
Yeah.
Something's wrong. Anyway, yeah, so it got really awkward because I actually didn't want to go home on this occasion as well, because I felt like they've invited us out. They've done all of this for us. It's rude to be the first people to go.
So really, you know, it became a situation. I felt like Mandy felt like it was rude to be the first people to go. Maybe they felt like it was rude to be... or maybe
she
this is all in my...
You were clocking it. Because
maybe this is all in my head.
Anna clocked it. Should I tell you why?
Because you know why? As soon as Mandy was like, okay, let's go. And I was like to them, we're going to go.
As soon as we said that, boom, they grabbed their coats, they had it in their taxi, they were ready to go. Basically, how embarrassing that they were just like waiting for me to fuck off. Basically, waiting for me
anyway,
to fuck off.
I'm like outside this bar club in Birmingham, like, I want a Burger King! I want a Burger King! Yeah. I don't know if you saw, but basically, I mean, like, you definitely did see. Everyone was like, Anna, calm down. But because, you know, I saw so many, you know when you travel?
And you see Burger Kings.
A Burger King is a travel thing.
Yeah.
Burger King is a travel thing. Whenever you get a flight, don't you want a Burger King?
It's always there.
Yeah, and on the way to...
It's like they target people who are travelling.
You know what? I'm those people that fall for these things. Because
impulse.
In London, Euston, before we got on our train, all I could see was Burger King. So it was in my head. Mm-hmm. I'm Burger King.
That chicken royale with cheese, baby.
I wanted that chicken royale, and it's still in my head.
Chili cheese bites.
You know why I'm so upset as well? Because that night, they were like, there's no Burger King around here. We have to get McDonald's. And we ordered McDonald's, and I wanted Burger King.
I'm more of a McDonald's fan, I'm not going to lie.
I am too. But that night, I wanted Burger King.
Really?
Yeah, I was dying for the Burger King. And now I got my Burger King that day, and it's still...
There's a Burger King down the road, I know.
No, but I can't have it randomly now. Randomly.
Day was randomly.
No, like, because I was out on a Saturday night with, like, you know...
Anyway, I ended up buying like 100 fucking pounds worth of McDonald's. And like, Anna surprisingly wasn't even eating. Because usually on a night out after, you'd be eating a lot. But you weren't. Mm. It was me. I had like 3 burgers. I was sitting on the bed.
We were all sitting on the bed.
Our managers, all sitting on the bed, just eating. It was just like going inside me nonstop.
You were sitting on that bed, yeah, giving me evils.
Really?
You were just eating your food and cutting me up.
Because I was getting fat on my own and you weren't fucking eating. No, just really, I was just thinking hard. I was thinking long and hard. Do you know when I first met Gingerbread, he told me a story. When I first met him, he told me a story about a girl that he was like talking to. And basically, he was like, yeah, Intel, whatever. But then on the way home, she got a McDonald's. And the way she ate that McDonald's made him feel sick. Yeah. She ate so much McDonald's. And it was like their first time seeing each other. And he gave him the ick. And it's so funny because my whole relationship consists of me and McDonald's and gingerbread stuffing up.
But it doesn't give him the ick.
No, and it's so funny because he told me this when we first met. And it was like the next day or 2 days later that we did it. And then I was stuffing my face. I don't give a fuck. And I was like, I'm not giving you the ick.
Yeah, but do you know what it is? I feel like certain things that could give you the ick only happens in the short period of like that first bit. And if you did it later on, it wouldn't give that person the ick. Do you know what I mean? It's just like in that first period when you're dating someone, certain things shouldn't 100%, be done.
But I actually did go and get McDonald's in the early stages. And I was is this giving you the ick?
Yeah, but you probably ate it like...
Maybe actually, maybe because I'm right now, I'm like, oh, I was like stuffing my face in, but I know I wasn't.
Yeah.
Because the girl that's called Game Ain't, she probably getting a little fish of fillet.
No, kids meal.
What's that little McChicken? Just a McChicken?
Yeah. No, the little mini.
Yeah, mini ones.
Oh, is that KFC?
Can I get Happy Meal?
Happy Meal.
You know, like, play the game, and then later on he finds out you're a heifer. That's how you play the game.
Well, we are such heifers because the next morning, when we were getting our train back, we missed our train.
Over food.
We missed our train over food because I'm trying to find Burger King still.
You know, the things I allow though, Anna, you don't even realise it. You really take me on wild goose chases and I allow it.
Yeah, because the thing is...
Really, I wasn't really fussed that day.
I didn't want to tell you that I was looking for Burger King. That's the truth. I was actually looking for the Burger King.
So you lied.
I even
the
went on the
time.
Google map looking for Burger King.
And you hit it.
I was looking for Burger King. I was like, I don't fancy a prep today. And you're like, hey, me and Mandy with our luggage.
Our train, we missed it over this shenanigan that she
and then
was
like, rolling around this like Birmingham train station. And then I'm like, God, I don't fancy prayer. You're like, okay. And then you're following me with your luggage.
No, like, first of all, she's like, I don't fancy prayer. I want a real sandwich that bangs, rare. And then she's like, you know what? I don't mind. We'll go Greg's then. We'll go Greg's.
Because I thought maybe the Burger King will be next to the Greg's.
So we got Greg's. I yam a sausage roll.
Yeah.
She yams one too.
No, not full. Then you end up getting a sandwich from Greg's and we're like, you know what? We bought the sandwich and we're like, we don't fancy it. So then we're like, you know, where should we go? So we start rolling the luggage around some more.
I'm like, Anna, what do you want? It was like the scene from The Notebook. What do you want? What do you want?
It's not that simple.
Yeah.
Then we ended up going to like Leon.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know. I don't even get that.
We got a little hot box and then we got also like
a vegan burger. And then
this stayed in our luggage, like one of our handbags for about 2 hours because
we missed our train and we didn't want to eat.
And Anna bumped into a homeless man.
He grabbed me. He grabbed me by the arm and he was like, can you get me a milkshake? And I was like, okay. He was like, please get me a milkshake. I was like, okay, I'm not going to say no. So me and this homeless man.
I go to Cafe Nero to get us coffee while Anna goes to Leon to get us food. So we're saving time here. I'm going to Cafe Nero, get the coffees. She's gone to Leon, get the food. I see through the window of Cafe Nero, Anna is walking across the train station with a homeless man. Like they've been best friends, old schoolmates. I walk out of Cafe Nero. I'm like, Anna, what are you doing?
I was like, he wants a milkshake.
She's like, I'm going to get him a milkshake.
So me and him going to Five Guys and he was like, I want this peanut butter milkshake. I don't even know. I was like to the guy, can you get him this? What he wants? I was like, do you want food as well? He's like, no.
Since he got that milkshake, now I've been craving that milkshake. Like, what's so great about this fucking milkshake, peanut butter milkshake?
I was like, do you not want food? He was like, no.
He doesn't want even money, nothing. He's choosing the peanut butter milkshake over everything.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, he got his milkshake.
And we missed our train.
So yeah, so we ended up waiting around Birmingham, getting home late. And that was the end of our Birmingham trip. Hope you enjoyed our catch up on that.
Yeah, that was it basically. By the time we got on the train, and because we had such a palaver trying to find the right fucking train, the food from Leon was freezing cold.
Yeah.
So it was, yeah. Nothing banged.
Nothing. The food didn't bang in the end. We didn't have a foodgasm.
Nothing. No foodgasms that day.
But other than that, in terms of what's been going on in our life.
Yeah, what's been going on?
Mandy, it was her actual birthday.
Yes, it was.
On Monday?
Oh my God, I have to tell you. So I got home from Birmingham, walked through my flat door, the front door. Obviously, I'm telling Gingerbread, yeah, I'm got off the station in Euston. Now I'm now at the train station by my house. And I've told him I'm like nearly there. And he's like, okay, babe, see you in like 5 minutes. Anyway, get through the door. He's in our bedroom where the door's locked.
Mm.
And I'm like, I get through the front door. Then I knock on the bedroom door and then he opens it. And I lose my shit. I go mental.
Oh, no.
I'm like, why is the bedroom door locked? And he's in his white little linen robe I got from White Company.
Aww. God.
I know. I felt
so bad. But
what's
the big deal just because he locked the door?
I don't know. I was like, what the fuck's going on here that you've locked the bedroom door?
Well, what is
he's like, you've told me when you're on the way, when you got to London Euston. You told me when you're on the train station by a house. You told me when you're like 5 minutes away. What could I be doing? It's like 4 p.m. I've been up all day eating shit. And I was like, what the fuck's going on? You locked the door. And I went insane.
The night before your birthday. Basically, bad vibes.
Do you know what it is? Like, something was up with me. Do you know what it is? I'll be honest. A couple of days before that, I took the morning after pill, which is really bad that I did that because I did this a few months ago as well. But I feel like it does something to me, yeah?
Yeah,
it makes
hormonal.
Me insane.
Yeah.
I started snapping hangers, throwing them. Like, I went mad. Like, I felt so sorry for him.
Stop it. You see, guys, it's not all
ginger. And that didn't stop. I ruined my birthday. I carried on the whole night. I'd done it the whole of, like, the morning of my birthday until, like, 3 p.m. I was, like, livid.
You were in such a good vibe, though, when you were with me.
When I spoke to you, it's so funny. As soon as I spoke to you on the phone, I was on Oxford Street. As soon as I spoke to you on the phone and you spoke to me, it's like my brain switches from insanity to sanity. And it's kind of bad because, like, what if I don't have you?
Well, I don't know. I didn't really say much. I was like, Maddie, don't ruin your birthday.
But as soon as you said that, it shows a lot of codependency, though. Mm. Like, psychological codependency that I needed you to,
like, let go
to reassure me. Like, there's nothing, no big deal about locking your bedroom door. What's the big deal? Don't ruin your birthday. I needed you for me to pipe down. That's kind of scary because... Guys, when I got home from Birmingham and I walked into my house, obviously after we unlocked the door, I saw balloons.
Aww.
And yeah, I know. And he had got me like a birthday cake in the fridge. He got me a huge card with a collage of our pictures. Obviously his sister designed it, but the fact that he told her to and he sent those photos. And I ruined the whole night before my birthday and I ruined half my birthday. And he took me to Oxford Street in the morning of my birthday to buy me a present. And he got me a lovely bracelet, which was like quite expensive as well. And I was still moody until I spoke to Anna.
That's crazy. I think there's something about you and special occasions.
Yeah, you said this to me before.
Yeah, if it's like a special occasion, whether it's like Christmas, but this Valentine's Day, you're all right, no?
Yeah, I was fine.
But usually with special occasions, you seem to kick off or something happens or like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like I'm self-sabotaging. It's weird.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Anyway, sorry if my story was a bit muddled
up. She was hormonal,
up.
Basically, like as women get hormonal. Like if you're a woman and you're watching this, I'm sure you understand, especially when you've taken... Even if it's just like... I mean, I remember when I was taking just a pill, the ongoing pill... That really messed me up. And I was acting absolutely crazy and I had to come off it. And this was years ago. I think this is like 10 years ago. Wow, that sounds like so old.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, like as women, we do get very hormonal.
But that's why I don't want to take anything. So I don't want to be on the hormonal coil. I don't want to take the pill because I just want my body to have its natural cycle. But it's just hard. So I actually try like having sex with a condom for once. I can't believe I'm saying this on the public episode. This isn't normally
such Patreon.
This is such goss. Patreon goss. I had sex with a condom for the first time, Anna, like with gingerbread ever.
Mm.
What can I say? Like, I don't like it. I'm not gonna lie. I don't enjoy it.
So you need to.
I feel like there's a barrier.
Yeah, you need to figure out some type of contraception that works for you.
I don't really recommend not having a proper form of contraception because you don't want any accidents to happen.
Nah.
At my infertile age, like, it's okay. But if you're young and fertile, you need to be careful.
No, you're still fertile.
Aww. But you guys need to be careful.
Aww.
Aww. Well, I don't want to find out right now. I'm not ready. But yeah, find the one that works for you. Me, because I had the coil for so many years. That's why I don't want to have it. Otherwise, the coil worked amazing for me.
Yeah, the coil worked
because
so
it didn't
good.
Give me any... I don't think it gave me any hormonal mood swings or anything like that. But I had it for too many years.
I had it 6 years.
Yeah, and I don't feel like having it for too long is going to be good for my body. I wanted to have a period.
Yeah.
So this is a new problem for me, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, guys, I hope you enjoyed our catch-up.
Our little catch-up. We're celebrating Mandy's birthday tomorrow.
I know.
And
this is barely a celebration.
She's celebrating her birthday tomorrow. She had nowhere planned. She had
outfit.
She didn't have an outfit. She came to mine just before the podcast and she tried on like 10 outfits and she was like, literally messed my whole house. I have to go home and tidy up all that shit.
It's because we didn't have a proper plan that I didn't have a proper outfit because do you know what it is, Gare? I'm not going to lie.
You knew you were going to celebrate on the Saturday.
I knew I was going to go to a bar and a club. Like, we do that every fucking week.
So, did you not want to actually have a nice birthday outfit?
Oh my God, do I not have one now?
Well, you do, because you're wearing my lovely outfit that I was saving.
You've been saving for way too long now, anyway.
I keep saving out for when I get something
slim, but it just never happens.
Anna, something, Anna, that's giving me major cringe now and ick about at my big ass age, 32, standing around a table and dancing.
Why?
I don't know what it is. There's something about like...
You do it every weekend anyway.
I know, but doing it for my birthday, doing it for turning 32 is what's giving me cringe. Doing it on a random when I don't care, like last minute plans, whatever. Yeah, I don't want to go home. Doing it on my birthday, going to a club, buying the bottle, standing around a table and dancing. I don't know. It's just
making... Well, take that energy away from me because yeah. Well, I'm going to be 33 in July and I'm planning on having dancing around... Not a table in London, but a table in a beach club or something like that.
Yeah.
Like a vibe, like a hot country vibes.
Yeah. What, you mean like holidays, basically?
Oh, yeah. I'm booking a holiday.
Holidays are made for fucking...
Yeah, but it's going to be a birthday celebration.
Yeah. Do you know what? I'm really regretting not planning my birthday properly.
Yeah. I don't know why you do that. You only get it once a year.
I know. I regret it.
And you do this every year.
I know.
You don't put effort in on your birthday or your Instagram birthday post.
I know. Oh my God, you're making me feel really shit now.
She wasn't even going to order a cake. Like, obviously, I mean, we're ordering it together, but she didn't even want to order a cake. She didn't even want to, like, plan it properly.
Do you think it's going to be really shit now?
No, it's going to be amazing because you're going to be, like, positive.
I feel like I don't have the outfit of my dreams.
Why? You look so good in it.
Really?
Yeah, you look great in my outfit.
My arms are out. You're such a hater, bitch. My arms are out and like I'm not feeling my arms right now. Like this whole thing is just killing my vibe. Like arms and legs out. Anyway.
Don't be silly. You look good.
It is what it is. I'm just going to have fun and enjoy it.
Yeah.
That's the main thing, right? It shouldn't be about how you look. It should be about how you feel.
100%.
That's what I try and focus on. Like it shouldn't be about how I look.
Exactly. That's true. Anyway, guys, we love you.
Hope you enjoyed it.
And we'll be back next week. Make sure you like, subscribe, and comment. And
that's it.
That's it.
And that's it.
And sign up to Patreon.
Sign up to Patreon.
Show us that you're real.
Show us. We won't do a tour.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Sisters in the City is part of the Acast Creator Network.